Welcome to the Universal Sisterhood Podcast. We're hoping to create a place where women can delve deeper, lift their gaze higher, live freer, laugh louder, smile brighter, and be the authentic woman they were designed to be. Every human heart is created to be known, loved, and understood. So this is the place where women can share their stories. You are most welcome here. Hi, Liv. Welcome back to season two of Universal Sisterhood. How are you?
Season two. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
It's like,
we're getting serious now. Oh, I know. But the response has been overwhelming, so we have to keep going. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
So,
I feel like I haven't seen you all here.
Well, we haven't.
3 weeks.
We haven't. We've been up and down the coast every other day, so that's exhausting. But that's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the new year. We're going to talk about things we wish we'd done. Well, not regrets, but things that we've realised actually this year I'm not going to live like that. We're also going to talk about holidays and kids. And, you know, I think my hair has got progressively greyer. And we're going to talk about books we've read over the summer. So you ready?
Perfect. Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
You know what? I'm actually the best person because I'm the worst person at this New Year's resolution stuff.
Oh, well, that was actually one of my questions. Do you have New Year's resolutions? What's your take on New Year's resolutions?
I'm all for it, but I'm really hopeless at it.
I'm not for it. I hate them because I never keep them.
No, I'm all for it because it gives me something to work on. But I
How long though?
Yeah, not long. And every year I say to Paul, "So what are you giving up? Well, I mean, what are you working on this year, Dale?" And he'll say, "Same as last year, giving up smoking because he doesn't smoke."
That defeats the whole purpose of it.
No, but I do make New Year's resolutions every year, and I do break them every. Yeah. 5 minutes later, but I keep trying.
Yeah, well, that's life.
Yeah.
Well, I am just moving the chair here. I hate New Year's resolutions because I never keep them, but I have got onto this bandwagon of the word for the year, and I did the Jennifer Fulwiler word generator before New Year, and I got swim. And which I've posted actually on the Instagram page, I totally freaked out because this time of year I always get
– Explain, because I've never heard of a word generator until you told me.
So a word generator, this woman in America, she runs a Catholic radio station called Sirius XM, I think, and she – has this word generator and you just click on it. It's on her webpage. I'll put it in the show notes. And it spits out a word, and that is your word for the year that you have to focus on or unpack, as they say. That's a new term I'm learning, unpacking these wonderful delights. And I got swim and I freaked out and thought, oh, my gosh, like just keep swimming, like just keep my head above water.
Literally. Swim.
Well, I didn't realise that until a few days later. And I had freaked out thinking I'm going to be drowning here. I've just got to, like, what on earth is in store? But I kind of get like that every New Year. I get quite pessimistic and think, like, am I, you know, who's going to die this year?
Who'll be around next Christmas?
Yeah. Who'll be here next Christmas? Will I be 10-ton Tessie? Like, am I going to, like,
or El McPherson.
Yeah. No, I never get like that. I always think I'm going to, like, am I going to be destitute? And it's very dramatic, my thought process. But I realised that I overcomplicate things. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like that. And it's not going to be like that. And it's all my attitude.
Yeah.
And I realised just swim means just that, like get in the water and swim.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. But, like, now you've got this little pad close to the coast, you literally can swim.
I know, which is so, it's like, great. But it's like, why do we overcomplicate things?
Well, my word wasn't quite so.
What was yours?
Relaxed. Mine was faith. I nearly died.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it was nice. It's a challenge and it's a big challenge.
Yeah, but like it could be faith in having faith in yourself
No, but like I do, like I don't, it's not going to be an explosive change in my faith, but I just want to, you know, work on the little things.
Yeah.
You
know, well, a friend of mine got passion.
Wow. Lucky her husband.
Yeah, well, that's it. She immediately went to passion. Oh my gosh. Like, this is, and then she said, actually, it could be just passion, as in having more passion for my family, like putting more emphasis and focus on my family, on things that I love to do, on my husband. Like, it doesn't have to be physical passion. Imagine. that would be exhausting for everyone involved, but anyway.
But it was, like, I'd never heard of this word generator, and I think it was a good thing just to, you know, for those of us who struggle to make a resolution, and it forces your hand to do something.
Exactly. And it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good.
And you'll be surprised at what you get and how that kind of comes into your life without you actually realising it.
Mm.
I mean, it's not like you're not rubbing the genie bottle here. It's not going to be something magical.
Mm.
But it's just a word to kind of focus your year or work towards or build around. I mean, I had to go back and have a word also that I prayed about.
Yeah.
To kind of center me more than just swim.
And what was that? Do you want to share it?
I don't know if I should share it, because I still really it's anointed. I don't even really know what anointed means.
Hmm.
But that kept coming to me in prayer. So let's see how that works. Yes.
No, well, my New Year's resolutions, I'll share them because I'm perfectly imperfect and I've pretty much failed them all, and it's only the 20th of January.
but it's never too late to start again.
Exactly. So I had the word, the faith word. So I just want to work on that in little things, nothing major.
Yeah.
Just like literally just like to grab a book and read a little bit every couple of days. Like if I say I'll do it every day, I won't, and then I'll beat myself up about it. So even if
And you give up.
Yeah, and I'll give up. So even if it's once a week, like set a Friday morning aside or something.
Even then that's a challenge though.
Yeah, it is for me. But I wanted to work on cheerfulness. That was my big thing, just to when I'm at home, especially with the kids, and when I meet people, like when I ever
you're pretty cheerful, Liv.
No, but if I see someone in the shops, like my go-to is to say, particularly over that Christmas period, was, oh, it's been so busy. Yeah. I've been flat out. I'm tired. I'm, you know, rather than I'm great. I mean, you don't want to lie either, but it does change the other person's mood.
Yeah.
Your, you know, how what you. Portray,
you project.
So I want to work on cheerfulness, and I'd like to be a bit more like you, my gym junkie sister, and I'd like to do a little bit more exercise.
Well, you can swim with me.
I have been swimming a lot. And my other one, which is a constant battle as well, is to not have my mobile on me all the time. Mm. I tend to have it in my back pocket, and when I sit on the couch, it comes out and it's just there.
Yeah.
And I noticed the other day we were watching a movie, a family movie, and the two boys had their mobiles and they kept checking them, like as all these messages came through, and Paul hit the roof. He said, just put them away for 1 hour, just, you know.
I know, the world's not going to fall apart, although we think it is. We're going to miss out on something.
Yeah, but, and I was getting frustrated with him, and I thought, that's what I do. Like, Paul's really good. He never brings his mobile. It's always at the phone, at the
charger.
Yeah. But I've always got it, and it must drive him mad.
Mm.
So I want to try and work on that. I know they're only tiny little things, but.
Yeah, but everything helps.
Oh, and one other thing. and I'll talk about this a bit later when we discuss books, but gratitude. I just think that just to go through my day, and because it's really easy to think about your hardships in life and what's going wrong, and but to be grateful.
You wait till I talk about one of the books I've read.
Okay, so that's another one. So we'll talk about that.
Well, hang on, because I wanted to say something. I thought maybe I should be a bit more fun with my kids this year, because I'm a bit of I don't know about a taskmaster, but I like to get things done, and they only have one childhood, and I don't want to stifle it with cleaning their room. So I thought maybe I should be more fun with my kids this year, and I'm going to work on that.
So what, in what, like, ways?
No.
No, but you're good. Like, my house, as we're at my house now, and it's a menagerie of animals and insects.
Well, that's it. I don't have a single animal. You have tadpoles, lizards. And I'm not talking around the house, guys. I'm talking about inside her house, physically in her house, one of the family. Lizards in containers, tadpoles floating around, bunny rabbits pooing on the floor. What else is in here?
That sounds fabulous.
Spiders. Oh, no, that's just because she hasn't cleaned.
Yeah.
No,
but you always, and I don't very much, but you always have music blaring, and that's fun.
Yeah, but that's not my choice.
No, but that's like that's a fun atmosphere. Like, kids love that.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't, I'm a quiet insect.
I go to my room and lock myself in my room.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand the noise.
Yeah.
That's actually, we'll get onto that. How about we get onto that now?
Mm-hmm.
Self-care, like the holidays, we're at the pointy end of the holidays now. We have run out of money.
Yeah.
We've run out of patience.
Mm-hmm.
We've run out of things to do. And we're just basically, and it's hot. We've run out of air conditioning. We've run out of cool places.
Yeah.
This is where the heroics come into it, I think.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had one more, one more golden ticket, because before the holidays I bought really cheaply some rock climbing tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so excited because the other day Lucy said, what can we do? And I thought, I remembered that. And I thought, oh, thank goodness. I'll do it. That expired. 3 days ago.
I've done that.
I couldn't believe it. So, talking about, frustration.
Oh, I've done that.
There goes my golden ticket.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think we try and do, like, one day do something, one day at home, one day do something. And by doing something, I don't mean, you know, going to a fun park. I just mean getting out of the house, go to a park, go and visit a friend, go to the beach.
Well, I get, Mum, the cousins have blue tongues. They've had fairy frogs and they're at Luna Park. I went, oh, yes, well, good for them. Meanwhile, what do we do? Go down to the beach. What can we do now? Go back to the beach.
Oh, no, Mum would kill for that.
Yeah, I know, but that's it. That's the problem. The gratitude thing.
Mm.
We have to kind of stop and take stock and look.
Yeah.
Be grateful. You can go to the beach.
But it is. It's so true. Like, you've got this place at the beach now, and that's amazing. They can go to the beach every day, and we've got a beautiful pool. And a lot of people don't have that, but it's getting them out of their norm, I think.
Mm.
Like, I know that my kids are more than happy to be at home if there's friends swimming with them in the pool.
Yeah.
If they're just at home on their own, then they're bored to the back teeth.
Yeah.
And it's the same with you guys. When we're at the beach with you, happy as Larry.
Yeah, that's right. It's a total mind shift, and it's being grateful as so this book I read, one of the books I've read this summer, is 1,000 Gifts by Anne Voskamp, and she is a dare to live fully alive right where you are. And to do that is to be grateful for everything, even the bad stuff, the hard stuff, the ugly stuff. And it is a beautiful book. She realizes that she's stuck in this rut and she needs to have a complete mindset. So she writes, she sets herself a challenge that she has to come up with 1,000 things that she's grateful for in the year.
Mm.
And she ends up, you know, she recognizes the obvious, you know, you know, healthy children family. Or yeah. And she ends up being grateful for fighting children, you know, like to see the good in all situations, not just the blatantly obvious. And gosh, it's good. It's I've read it very slowly because you have to. I've underlined. Yeah.
Done little notes in your book. Not many people do that. That takes bravery to write in pen in a book.
I know, doesn't it? That's taken me actually 12 months to be able to do that. But our
grandparents, Mimi and Pop, used to do that in their Bible.
Yeah, well, I have a journaling Bible. No, well, that's kind of what made me brave. It says here, I just open this page actually. What compels me to name these moments, upheavals and annoyances, instead of grace and gift? Why deprive myself of joy's oxygen? The swiftness and starkness of the answers startle, because you believe in the power of the pit. So we know what is hard, and we know that, the hard is what brings joy and beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it keeps going, but I won't. Anyway, do I really smother my own joy because I believe that anger achieves more than love? That Satan's way is more powerful, more practical, more fulfilling in my daily life than Jesus's way. Is it because I think complaining, exasperation, resentment will power me up into the full life I really want? No, I choose it because it's a choice to crush joy with bitterness.
No, and you know what? That's right. We don't think it's better, but because we're all proud, we choose it because we feel empowered by it.
Yeah, at the end of the day. It's momentary.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thoroughly recommend this book. I'll put it in the show notes and you can read it when I'm finished. I've still got a few pages.
Well, I'd love them.
But it is a book that I think you keep on your bookshelf and you keep going back to because it is beautiful.
I also read a book on gratitude. Well, I'm halfway. My sister-in-law gave it to me for Christmas and it's the little book of Hygge. Now, hygge is a Danish word to live well, and the Danes and the Norwegians, this is like a massive part of their
culture.
It's incredibly, I had no idea. Hygge? Oh, it's really, let me have a look.
It's probably got H with two dots on it or something.
H-Y-G-G-E, but it's pronounced hygge.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really strange. But, yeah, the biggest things that I took from this is one is gratitude, but two, this hygge, it is surrounding yourself in people and things that bring you joy.
Did you spill a cup of tea on it?
No, I took it out to the pool and Henry did a bomb and now my book's wrinkly.
No, but that means it's been love.
But yeah, just like the Danes, like their thing is to get people over and just to light a candle, have a beautiful atmosphere, break bread.
Yeah. Entertain.
But it was lovely. It was, you know, didn't have a spiritual, well, it didn't have a religious angle, but it was a lovely book. It was really nice.
Hospitality does that. We have to do a podcast on hospitality.
Yeah.
Because I think making your home welcoming, a welcoming space for people is prayer. I really do. It's to make people feel loved, to make them feel comfortable, to make them feel at home and welcomed.
Well, that's hygge.
I'm living hygge.
But I had no idea that it was actually a cultural thing. It's like as cultural as Vegemite is to us. What's
their suicide rate? No, I'm not being silly. No, I have to look into that.
Well, statistically, it is the happiest country on earth, according to that book.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll look into that. Oops, dropped my notes. Any other books?
I read A Trip of a Lifetime by Australian Monica McInerney.
Oh, yeah.
That was sweet. It was Mum gave it to me. Yeah, and it was just about a reunion, like a trip back to her Irish roots. They went back to Ireland.
Do you recommend it?
It took a bit to get into it, but I really enjoyed it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know those books where you're thinking, come on, when's it going to get punchy? Maybe halfway, and it was quite a big book, but I enjoyed it.
The right
but the next one, her next book I'm reading, Hello from the Gillespies.
Oh, I read that.
I'm into that, and I only started it last night. I read 5 pages, and I can't wait to pick it up again.
Yeah, that's
so good. That had a different start.
I read Boy Swallows Universe.
Yeah, never heard of that.
Trent Dalton, he's an Australian author.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty black,
mm-hmm.
but really good. It's have you read Jasper Jones?
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't. What am I saying? I bought it for my son.
Well, it's like that, but better.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed it. Australians would, growing up in the 80s, would love it because it's very, your childhood is all in there, down to Kirk's Pasito. Remember that dream?
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, it's very Australian. Really liked it, but I warn people, it is black. The Lost Man by Jane Harper, her newest novel.
Yeah, I want to read that.
Excellent, loved it. A Thousand Gifts by Anne Boskamp, can't recommend it enough. Seven Story Mountain.
Wow.
Thomas I have been at the beach.
More time than me.
Excuse me, just can I just put in a caveat there? Yeah, our house to the holiday house is 2 hours.
2 hours.
Right? Yeah. Lots of travel time. And that is kind of my only time that I can read when I am not driving myself.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Story Mountain by Thomas Merton.
Oh, you're still going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only up to like
Seven Story Mountain, what?
Thomas Merton.
Mm-hmm.
It is a memoir / conversion story written, I don't know, it's probably 50 years or more. It was the book that changed that Bishop Barron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I have to read that, and I'm really enjoying it. And then the last one is Sacred Journey.
I hope these all aren't online books. You can pass them all on to me.
No, I only read Boy Swallows Universe on my phone.
That's another debate, because I like a hard copy book. I don't like to read off of Kindle or whatever.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have it with you all the time.
Yeah.
If it's on your phone.
I don't know. That's just.
You don't have the problem of having someone do a bomb and splashing water on it.
Yeah. Sorry, Ez. She bought me this beautiful book and it's
loved. I must admit, I am enjoying underlining excerpts and pages. And.
Well, I'm a bit jealous, I've got to say, because normally over summer I read about 5 books.
Yeah.
But I've read 2. I've read 1.5 because I've had this silly back pain and, no, that's an excuse.
That's where audiobooks come in.
Yeah, here I go again. I haven't had the time, but I don't know why.
Make the time.
I know. Well, that was my other New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law was trying to hold me to it that this 2019.
Is your sister.
Yeah. 2018 was meant to be the year of the no, and I failed miserably, and I put my hand up for everything. And I actually did burn out.
So 2019 is the year of no in capital letters.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm really excited about it. Like my class, I had 20 students last year. This year I'm only going to have 9. So that's
going to be. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And just a slower pace here. I don't want to, like last year I found myself so busy that I was actually wishing the year away.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, oh, I can't wait for this next thing, the next thing, next thing. This year I don't. I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy everything about it.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Good. Well, I did, there is a woman I follow on Instagram called Rachel Balducci.
Mm.
I think her handle is Testosterone. She has 5 sons, 6 sons, I think, and a daughter at the very end.
Mm.
She's just written a book called A Simple Life, I think, or A Simple Home.
Testosterone.
Yeah. I'll put it all in the show notes. I can't remember. I haven't read the book, but I follow her, and she always has great, insightful things, just funny, humorous things as well. But she was talking about self-care the other day, and it's not like self-care, go and get your nails done and, you know, go and have a massage. They're all good things, but sometimes self-care just means locking yourself in a room and saying, do not come in here or do not bang on the door.
Mm.
I need time to myself.
Yeah.
Or she posted an Insta story of her in her husband's car, and she said, "This is self-care. My kids were bickering in the back seat. I called him. I said, 'Pull over. I will wait for you. You're taking the kids home, and I'm going in your car for a drive.'" She said, "I had to do it for self-care, self-preservation." Because, yeah. I mean, we all get to that point where enough is enough.
Yeah.
No one wants a cranky mum.
No
one wants a mum whose tank is totally bone dry.
Mm.
We need to look after ourselves before we can look after others. Like as Yvonne said on the podcast a few episodes back, when you're sinking or the plane's going down, who do you put the life jacket on first?
Yeah.
You've got to put it on mum.
Yeah.
Because if mum's not looked after, you can't look after the others. That's and so that resonated true. With me so deeply. Yeah. Anyway, self-care.
That's so true. Yeah, I
need you need to take self-care, my friend.
Yeah, I do. I do. Having said that, I've had my nails done twice this holidays.
I haven't.
I know, but
they look good.
Oh, well, they don't anymore.
Toast do.
But, I struggle with that. I do. I just, as you know, the first day I was so looking forward to the end of school, and the night I finished my last class, I came home and I sewed a skirt.
Yeah. What did I say to you?
You said to me, she texted me and it just said ADHD because, question mark.
Because first 6 hours on holidays and I get this ping, 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 ping on my phone and there are photos of Libby with a skirt, new skirt, new top, and she's, da-da-ing. And it's like, she said, "I made them." I said, "You've literally been on holidays for 3 hours. And you made a skirt. Have you got ADHD?"
This is the thing. I haven't sewn since like year six when we sewed a bookmark. So I taught myself in an evening, on my first evening.
But that's your blue flame. And
this is my problem. I think you actually, you're my doctor because I think I have ADHD. I actually think this is a revelation. I think I might because I cannot slow down. I don't know how to self-preserve. I just keep adding to this flame.
No. Blue flame is the thing that actually gives you life but doesn't take energy from you.
Oh, it takes energy from me. Yeah, no.
Okay, it's not
spent. Flame. Just let me.
It's ADHD. Yeah. Okay.
Let me picture, here I was, I made this skirt. Now, look, it was an elastic waist. It was a square. You draw it like the most basic,
okay, but it's basic still good.
Thing you can imagine. I was so excited. Got home from work at 5, sewed till 11, put it on, took a photo, sent it to Jess. Yeah, so excited.
The pings were coming late at night, my friends.
Yeah, looked in the mirror and it was a major fail. The pattern on the skirt, I had it's a beautiful bright fabric with toucans on it. The toucans were upside down.
It was linen.
Anyway.
Well, can I put that on our Instagram page? Your skirt.
My skirt. Yeah, all right. Then, look, I'm so proud of myself. Damn well put it on.
Yeah. Did you tell them it was upside down?
Yeah, it was upside down. So then I went back to the machine, meanwhile the husband's gone to sleep, and I had to unpick the hem and put the elastic at the other end, and then I was right. So my first project in 20 years,
it's got a hem.
Yeah.
It's got a hem now.
Anyway, so.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
I actually think I've got ADHD because I don't know how to slow down and self-care.
No, you don't. So that's what you're going to work on this year.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, we've got a lot of things coming up this year. I have quite a few ladies who some I've already interviewed, which I will upload their podcasts later on in the season. I have some I'm interviewing at the end of the holidays, and I'm also going to Phoenix to a Blessed Is She retreat in Arizona.
Phoenix. I had no idea it was Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And I just want to say that talking to a really good friend of mine,
you're going to take us all there with you.
Yep. You're all coming in my heart and in my prayers. Send me your prayer intentions. You can PM me or email me. I will take them all there. But this whole podcast thing started in the desert. in Uluru. And where does God send me?
Arizona, girlfriend.
I'm off to the desert. Maybe I was so parched and dry, the only way he could get to me was through the desert. And I just thought, gosh, he's good. And he's speaking all the time if we listen.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
Is it a retreat or is it a conference?
It's a retreat. It's their Blessed Is She retreat.
So is it 3 days? No,
it's only 24 hours.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's 24 hours. It starts on the Friday night and ends on the Saturday night.
Nice.
Yeah. I have to find a golf course for my husband so I can entertain him while I'm there because, you know, the things we do.
Yeah.
But Beth Davis sent me through some golf courses.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Self-care.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
He has no problem with self-care.
No, I know. I was like, you look after you and he'll do
it. Okay. But I just wanted to read this. I did put it up on the Instagram page, but Michelle Benzinger of Abiding Together quoted this in a few podcasts ago, and they were talking about stories, and this year is about women telling their stories, and that's kind of what this whole podcast is about. Mm. And I know my story, I have to tell my story, which I'm saying this on here now so you can hold me accountable. But we've got to be vulnerable and we have to be open to attentive to the whispers, and they come in whispers.
Mm.
And she said here, we are looking at others' stories, and in our busyness of scrolling, we're not looking up into the gaze of the Father and seeing what story the Holy Spirit is trying to tell in your life.
Mm.
And he is telling us things. We just have to listen.
Yeah, I was on
We'll just tell someone to. Oh, it's Harry. Harry, first podcast of every season, we have Harry.
No, I was on Instagram, and Bob Goff, I don't know if any of you have heard of Bob Goff, he's an American and he's written a couple of books. He's got a great Instagram page, very inspirational. He's got a lot of grandchildren, but he wrote something the other day about, Jess is back in the room now, but I'm just talking about Bob Goff.
Everybody always.
Yeah, on his gram the other day, he said something about just being quiet, being present and just listening to God, and he'll have something to tell you. And this guy, you know, this guy's got thousands of followers, and I think he had 300 comments on this one post, and I just read the one at the top, and it was a young bloke, and he just said, how do you know when God's talking to you? And I thought, oh, this would be interesting, so I read all the comments. And it was beautiful. They were all very different. But pretty much the message was, you know, you're not going to get a phone call from God, but you just have to be quiet and listen, like, and you will hear what he wants to tell you.
And
it's hard. It's hard.
And it's not instant.
No.
It can take days, or it can take hours. Like, you just have to be quiet and kind of turn off life.
Mm. Yeah.
But also he will speak to you in life.
Yeah, he will speak to you in the mess.
Yeah.
And
he is in the mess.
Yeah. But I just thought it was interesting. I thought, yeah, I get what this guy's saying, because I feel like that sometimes too. Like, what's God saying to me?
Yeah.
You know, in my busy mess.
I know. But I have to ask him all the time.
Mm.
This book, I'm also reading another book. The Sacred Journey. You're a walking
library, you are.
I try to maximize my time. This book was recommended to me by one of the podcast guests, Christina Pinchevic, who was talking about autism. Mm. And she actually didn't mention this book in her interview, but she brought it with her. And when we'd finished recording, I said, what's the book? And she said, oh, this book changed my life. Anyway, she lent it to me. By the time I was into page number 4, I had to put the book down and give it back to her and go and buy my own copy, because it actually
is. Is it a tearjerker?
Oh, my gosh, it's profound. But it's so beautiful. And I bought copies for friends and one of my sisters. And everybody has kind of
– not this sister.
No, not you. I have another one. You can borrow mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is such a beautiful book. To also see, he He's there in our mess, and he loves us even when we're messy. It's called the sacred journey. God's relentless pursuit of our affection, by Brian and Candace Simmons, or Simons, however you say it, S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Mm.
That'll be okay. The show notes. But that is a beautiful book. Sorry, I've kind of just went off track there.
Well, can I go off track too? Because it's just sitting next to me.
Mm.
This is another book I want to read, Inside the Link Cafe Sea.
totally different.
But I'm going to give it to Nick for his birthday. So, Nick.
Don't listen, Nick.
I want it back. I want to borrow it after you've read it.
No, so you know it's what you can do? Condition. You can actually read it on the side.
Well, don't fully crease the pages. Yeah,
just don't sit upright. Don't go near the pool. And just read it like that.
Did you watch all the docos on that?
No, I didn't watch anything. Mm. I watched it when it was happening on the news.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Digress.
Okay.
What about, have you finished?
Yeah, just what this year's holding. hold on to your hats, ladies. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, and I just want it to be a slower year. I just want to enjoy it. I don't want to wish it by so quickly.
No.
Yeah. What about your joy?
Oh, forgot all about that. Okay, let me think. Well, how about you give us yours, considering you've thought about it?
Okay, I've told you, really. I taught myself to sew again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my joy. But, yeah.
Well, my joy is this is the first year that I have looked forward to. Like, I've always had that kind of pessimistic what's going to befall me this year.
Mm.
And just with that word swim and realizing it can just be a swim in the ocean. Like, it's not something that I'm not going to drown.
Yeah.
Just that freedom
mm.
and to see the year with new lenses.
Mm.
And
yeah, but to also trust that whatever happens. It's God's will.
And you get the grace to.
Yeah. Like I said to my husband last year, my father-in-law was really sick at Christmas last year. And I said to Paul, be prepared because he won't be around next Christmas, you know. And he is. He's still kicking. Yeah. And I just thought, wow, you know, like.
Little did I know.
Just trust that what happens will happen and just to enjoy.
And to not worry about things because they may never happen.
Mm.
And when they do, they happen for a reason and you get the grace to. As hard, sometimes as hard as it is, you do get the grace to get through it.
All right. We'll have a wonderful retreat.
Yeah, I'll be Pray back. I'll us. Be back on here before.
All right. When are you going?
I'm not going for another month.
Okay. All right. Talk about that next time, okay?
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for coming back. And we're going to have a great year. If you enjoyed the podcast, share it with a friend. Or give us a review on iTunes. That way we get the word out there and people know about us. Follow us on Instagram, Universal Sisterhood. What's that lower line thing called? Lowercase. It's not a hash.
Underscore. We're so good at this. Yeah.
And send us a message if you've got a story that you would like to tell.
Yeah. You should see our office set up here. In my bedroom.
There's some quilts
there's
on
some 8-pack toilet paper right next to the microphone. We are good to go.
That's it.
Good luck with your New Year's resolution.
Lucky it's not video. Bye, girls. Bye. Oh, we've got a new song as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. See? This is how good we are.
See you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.